السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, the whole Muslim world, today is worried and concerned about our first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa, what's going on over there since last week of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, we just have to make it clear that Masjid al-Aqsa is the Qiblatul Ula for the whole Ummah. And it is not responsibility only upon the Muslims of Palestine. Rather, it is the duty and obligations of the whole Ummah wherever they are living. In their heart, it should be concern and worry that how I can take part and participate in this struggle of freeing Masjid al-Aqsa from the oppressors. Because this is our part of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regard to the Masjid al-Aqsa in several ayat in the Holy Quran. And we should appreciate and thank the Muslim brothers and sisters of Palestine who are struggling and sacrificing everything to protect this holy land and protect the Masjid al-Aqsa. They are doing like, you know, farz kafara, meaning like Salatul Janaza, for example. It is farz upon the Muslim community. If someone passes away, it is the responsibility of the Muslim community living in that place to take care of funeral and burial of that mayyit. If none of the Muslim of that locality is taking care of that mayyit, the whole of town, whole of locality is responsible and answerable on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. But if some people take care of that mayyit in funeral and burial, rest of the community has been forgiven, because some people has taken the responsibility which was obligatory upon the whole society and community. Likewise, to protect Masjid al-Aqsa, it is the responsibility of the whole of Ummah, of the whole world. But since we are so distant away from that place, and physically it is not possible for us to be there and fight and sacrifice ourselves for the freedom of this Masjid al-Aqsa, so at least from the far, we should do our best to participate mentally, spiritually, financially. At least we should make dua and remember our brothers and sisters of Palestine who are suffering, the small kids, you know, under the bombarding day and night, missile, and the soldiers, brutal. You know, what they are going through, we cannot imagine by sitting over here in peaceful, air-conditioned room. Imagine in the last week of Ramadan, 27th of night of Ramadan, we were so easily praying our salat, spending night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any fear, without any concern. Most of us were sleeping nicely at that night. That's a fact. At that particular night, these few Muslim brothers were in Masjid al-Aqsa, busy and occupied themselves in the salah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there the bombarding and bullets and what was going on. In that situation, in that horrible condition, they did not give up. In that condition, if you see the videos and clips, you will find they were still occupied themselves, continue praying. Their focus was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the position of their iman, the strongest, you know, the strength of their iman. They could hear the bombarding and bullet shootings right and left. They did not scared of it. They did not flee from that place. They continue praying their salah. Because for them, hereafter was more important than this dunya. They were engaged themselves in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not scared of bomb or missile. Their focus was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were trying to please Almighty Allah. They were trying to achieve the goal of their life, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not escape from that place. Continue praying in their dire situation. Compare their iman with our iman. Where we are sitting? What are we doing for the sake of Islam, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sitting so nicely, peacefully, without any fear. And in that condition, some of the Muslim brothers and sisters and small kids, they sacrifice their life. Just imagine, my brothers, you bought or purchased the house, $400,000, $500,000, $1 million. You spend money on it. You are living there. Your father used to live in that house. Your grandfather used to live in that house. All of a sudden, some cops come to your house, knock your door, and tell you, okay, get out from your house. This is no more your house. And without taking anything from that house, you have to leave immediately with your clothing on your body. Nothing else. You're not allowed to take anything from that. Your own house, which you spend money on it, which you built both for yourself and for your family. You're living from for the decades. They say, get out. This is no more your house. And you have to leave with your small kids with empty hand from your house. And here the settlers come. Jews come from outside, from Brooklyn, for example, from Australia, from European country. And he takes over your furniture, your house, your property, everything, without spending any money. And you can't do anything. You're standing on the road looking at to your house. Amazing. This is what happening every single day in Palestine. Imagine what was going on in the hearts of those Muslim brothers and sisters when their properties had been snatched, when they have been taken out from their own houses. No right. Where is the human rights? So this is the condition, brothers and sisters. The small little, you know, like area, it's more than 2 million people are living there together without water, without electricity, without Wi-Fi, without medicine, without milk, without education. The schools are been demolished. The hospitals are been demolished. There is no job. Half of the population unemployed, young, the age of 18 to 25, have no job. And they are suffering without food, without medicine. You cannot imagine, my brothers, their picture, their situation, their condition. What are they going through? And they are still firm. They are not giving up. This is what we have to salute them. They still, A small, small kid, you can see the clips. 6 year girl, not even boy, girl, standing in front of the soldiers who had AK-47 in their hands. AK-47 in their hands. And that small girl is talking to them with bravely, with all the courage. They say, "You people are get out from my place. This is our land. We are not scared of you." Small girl is shouting in front of that cop, that soldier, that army person. And she can see the gun is pointed upon her. And without any fear, she is talking to small little boy. Look at the status of their iman. They are not scared of anything. Why is this, my brothers and sisters? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that people of Sham have very, very special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I am going to go through with some ayat and ahadith of the Holy Quran with regard to this holy place. And these people are very, very special people inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them and will grant them victory. It is our opportunities, my brothers and sisters, at least we should take part in their concern, in their worries, by making dua for them after every salah, sending some financial support, whatever we can do. There is a food boxes will be delivered from here through the Egypt. And brothers and sisters, they are trying, but it still is not materialized. Inshallah, if it will come, I will announce about it. And inshallah, whatever we can contribute and donate towards this, our brothers and sisters, inshallah will do so. Let me give you some ayat of the Quran. I don't have enough time, but inshallah I will continue. As I said, the first ayat with regard to the barakah and blessing of this holy land, because this is in one of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. In all over the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this land of Sham as his special land. And that's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Tuba li Sham, that glad tiding is for the Sham. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked, "Why? Why, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" فَقُلْنَا لِأَيِّ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لِأَنَّ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ بَاسِطَةٌ أَجْنِحَتِهَا عَلَيْهَا. Because the angels of Rahman, angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have spread out their wings over the territory of the Sham. There is no other place in the world where angels have been spread their wings 24/7. Out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only on Sham. No doubt there is the virtues and fazail of holy land of Makkatul Mukarramah because of Kaabatullah, and Madina Munawwara because of the Masjidul Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Mubarak Qabr of Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fazail of Madina Munawwara is there. Fazail of Masjid Haram Sharif is there. Haramain Sharifain. But other than these two places, the third most holy place on the surface of the earth is only the land of Sham, Ardul Sham. And why is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this land for his worship. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down more than 4,000 Anbiya alayhim salam in this particular land. In the Sham, the majority of the Anbiya alayhim salam were sent down into this area. Most of the kubur and the graves of the Anbiya alayhim salam in Sahaba, with 5,000 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's graves, you will find in this land. More than 4,000 Anbiya alayhim salam were buried in this Mubarak land. Barakna hawlahu. I will give you some ayat, inshallah, and then we'll continue next week. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.
So this is the first ayat is Surah Bani Israel, which I have recited. And second ayat, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That after the Namrud has thrown Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, and after 40 days, whatever period was, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was protected from the fire, and the fire became a cool in the garden. يَعْنَالُكُونِ بَرَدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ Ibrahim. For Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, after that incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ. We have protected Ibrahim alayhi salam, Walutan, and his nephew Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. Then we send wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salam that you should not leave. He was in Iraq. He was born in Iraq, the city called Ur. So from Iraq, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam migrate with his nephew Lut alayhi salam and with his beloved wife Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. These three Muslims in the whole area, in the whole country, there were only three Muslims at that time. So all these three, they migrate from Iraq to this Ardul Muqaddas, Barakna Fiha, to Palestine. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْدَعْفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. Again, which is the place where we have bestowed our blessings and favor. And who are this qawm which have been oppressed? They were Bani Israel, the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, and the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that freedom from the Fir'auns, when Fir'aun was drowned, Musa alayhi salam, flee with Bani Israel from Egypt towards Baytul Maqdis. His migration also was towards Baytul Maqdis, but he could not reach to Baytul Maqdis. Before that, they were, because they did not accept the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam, Ya qawm udkhulul ardal muqaddas talati kataballahu lakum. O my people, Musa alayhi salam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you people that you must enter into the holy land, which is the Palestine in Sham. Allati kataballahu lakum, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already has written for you. You go there and you enjoy your life. But they did not accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not listen to Musa alayhi salam. So that's why as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them suffer into that land, which is called Wadi-e-Ti, towards the Mount of Sinai. They were moving around, they couldn't find their destination for 40 years. 40 years they were just moving around in that same area. They were misguided because of this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after 40, in this period, Musa alayhi salam's time came up, and Musa alayhi salam, when Malakul Maut came to take his soul, he requested, he make dua, Wallah, I could not enter into the holy land. At least please keep me close to this holy land. So Allah accepted his dua, and he was buried just outskirt of this Sham. And Rasulullah said, if I would be there, I could have pointed out which place is the grave of Musa alayhi salam. He just outskirt of Sham. So these are some ayat, and inshallah we'll continue next week. It's very interesting, brothers, but keep in your dua always this our brothers and sisters who are suffering at the place called Sham in Syria, in Palestine. May Allah grant them victory and,